wildlife. The River Yelm starts 430 metres above sea level on the Stallmore Mires of South Dartmoor and makes its 15-mile journey to the sea here. The tidal part of the river, the estuary, reaches up as far as Puslinch, that's 4 miles inland. The estuary is a drowned river valley, or ria, with high sides keeping some of the wind at play, the sandbar across the mouth of the estuary dampening incoming waves. This deep and wonderfully picturesque estuary makes a sheltered harbour and habitat. The species and bird that live on and around the estuary include curlews and oyster catchers, and they search the habitat for worms, shellfish and shrimp, while kingfishers and little egrets can be seen fishing in the waters nearby. There are seaweeds of all shapes and sizes, sheltering creatures like crabs and many kinds of shellfish such as cockle, shrimp, razor shell, and even the elegant peppery furrow shell. There are even the descendants of farmed Pacific oysters escaped and gone wild. Efforts are being made to control the spread of these non-native oysters, as they can outcompete other species. The estuary is a nursery for sea bass, and beneath the waterline are gardens of sea squirts and sponges, including the vividly named orange peel sponge and the breadcrumb sponge. The coastal land of the Old Warren above the Yelm is now managed for wildlife by the National Trust, who use conservation grazing using ponies to keep the scrub down. The rocky cliffs of Wembley Bay are home to nesting seabirds, while a rocky shore, slate reefs and massive wave-cut rock platforms provide one of the UK's best spots for marine plants and animals. Wembley and the surrounding coastline form a voluntary marine conservation area and a special area of conservation. These go some way to shield it from the human pressures. The rocky reefs forming the rock pools support a wide range of rocky shore plants and animals, and one of Devon's largest known populations of the rare plant, shore dock, can be found here at Wembley. The Marine Centre by the beach was the brainchild of marine biologist Dr. Norman Home, and it opened in 1994. Open throughout the summer, the centre organises rock pool rambles, guided walks and a variety of arts and crafts events designed to celebrate the wonderful diversity of marine life that flourishes around the coastline here.